Today's episode of Angela Yee's Lip Service is brought to you by Showtime and the critically acclaimed series, The Chi. The heart and soul of Chicago's South Side lies in its community. But when your world is a daily struggle just to get by, can you rise up and stand tall to realize a better tomorrow? Watch as Ronnie, Brandon, Emmett, and Kevin confront the tough choices that will shape their futures in The Chi. Created and executive produced by Emmy winner Lena Waithe and Academy Award winner Common. Don't miss The Chi. New episodes Sundays at 10 p.m. only on Showtime. To try a free month of Showtime, go to Showtime.com and enter the code LIPSERVICE. This offer is for first-time subscribers only and expires May 6, 2019. Today's sponsor is Procure, maker of hydrocortisone cream with calendula. This max-strength hydrocortisone is enhanced with organic calendula and enriched with skin-loving ingredients like organic coconut oil, providing fast itch relief that will not irritate further. Ingredients matter, so Procure only includes ingredients that you need. That means no parabens, no alcohols, and no fragrances. Get a special $3 discount on Amazon with the code 3ANGELA in all caps. Go to ProcureHeels.com/Angela and you'll be directed to Amazon where you'll get a special $3 discount with the code 3ANGELA. Lip service. What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And I'm Asian the Bread.
Asian the Bread. This is our first time having you up here.
Yay.
So congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
We were just talking about how you're not patient.
I'm not what?
Because you said you can't sip a drink.
Oh, yeah, I can't. I can't. I'm not like a drinking person. Mm-hmm. I take shots to loosen up. Like when I take shots, I be like, wow. Mm-hmm. So I just take it to loosen up, but I'm not like a drinker. It's so nasty to me.
You didn't take your whole shot.
I think that's a little.
That's not
that's
a shot.
A lot.
That's like a triple.
What?
Oh, no. You know, I just want to make sure that throughout the interview, mm-hmm. she don't have to ask for more. Make sure she got
she's
enough.
Like, that's what I'm talking about.
Now, we always start the show off with something that is a continuation from last week. It's going to be hard for you to understand, though, because one of us isn't here. But one of us on the show gives a statement, and you have to guess which one of us said it. And this is a real life situation.
Okay.
I stopped drinking vodka because I started to black out and pee the bed.
Damn, I just asked for a vodka drink. I think it's you because you just said something about vodka.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Nah, it's not me.
For real, you?
Plus, she looked like she peed a bed, right?
Who did that?
Actually, it was Stephanie, and Stephanie's not
she's
here.
She's not here. Right? Sorry. Sorry.
That wasn't even fair. That wasn't fair for you, but I'm glad she thought it was you, Laura.
Yeah.
She would speak about it and elaborate on her peeing a bed, but she's not here.
That made me feel like I look like I pee in a bed.
No, you do look like a bedwetter.
Oh, I was in the car. We drunk margaritas. And I was in the car, yo. I could not hold it. I'm somewhere in Harlem in the car driving across. I live in Fort Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I peed.
You peed in the car?
Keep the secret, yes.
Why didn't you just squat outside?
I did, but it was too late. Like, I did, and I stopped and I got out. But it was like too much going on. Like, yes.
How you clean that out the car,
like,
though?
Like, I didn't even have a smell.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
like,
that's
one
good.
Of those, like, it wasn't like pissy, but I peed.
Pissy.
You ever have the situation, you know, when you gotta pee, right? And then as soon as you put the key in the door, you gotta pee even worse.
Oh,
even
more.
That happens. That's my thing. Yeah. It's like as soon as you, not even, it's anywhere. As soon as you get closer in, to where you know you're gonna release it, yep. You gotta pee,
you know,
so
you're
bad.
Closer, that's yeah. You gotta keep in your mind, like, I'm far as fuck from the toilet and ain't gonna go down yet.
Yeah, and then sometimes, like, a little drop will come out and you'd be like, oh my God.
No. You be peeing on yourself, bitch?
Like a tiny, tiny drop. That spray has to be really, really
everybody
bad.
Everybody go through that. That's crazy. Everybody,
Laura tried to act like she didn't go through
nah,
that.
Nah, we all go through that shit. That's like something we.
And you know I'm crazy too, because you got to take off your shoes in my house. And even if I got to pee, I still got to take my shoes off.
What? Me too.
I won't walk to the bathroom with my shoes
on. I'm dropping everything though. I'm running.
Now, we were talking earlier today at the Breakfast Club about men with beards. They had this article in the paper. It said men with beards have smaller testicles. They've done all these studies, right? And yes, sorry. And in general, there's some men in the room with beards.
Yeah, it is.
Whoa.
Wow. As a matter of fact,
okay, I never dated somebody with a beard.
Really?
Like, yes. Okay, look.
So all the guys you dated had big balls?
I'm 22, so I'm like, my interest is different. Like, I like young niggas.
Yeah,
like,
they ain't got beards yet.
No.
They ain't got beards yet?
Yeah. They got
21, clean face.
They got
face.
A little mustache,
they
maybe.
They got a little struggle mustache.
They
got to connect the goatee right now. Yeah. They ain't get to beard status yet.
They don't even be having facial hair.
Yeah, see?
They don't have pubic hair.
Yeah, then. They ain't go through puberty yet. once they go through puberty, they gonna have some beards.
So a beard for me is just like, no, he's older. I'm scared of older people. Boys.
You are?
Me. Hell yeah.
Oh, what are you, like 21, 22? Okay. Oh,
so
she said that like 22.
Like, no.
What's the oldest guy you've ever dated, period?
The oldest, 24.
Damn, yeah, in your age range.
L'Oreal,
and,
too. And guess what? We mature faster than men. So even though he was older than you in age, he still wasn't at your maturity level. Mm-hmm.
All right, well,
that's why you got to go up a little higher.
So the guys, the guys in this, I know the guys in this room are now concerned, right? Because does ball size matter? Now, have you ever paid attention to like the size of somebody's testicles and been like, these are too big, these are too small, but these are just right?
I never paid attention.
You gonna start paying attention
until now? But
she had an experience.
She has one.
One of them was drastically larger.
Ooh,
than the other.
I can't wait to hear. I don't. I never paid attention to that shit.
To and balls. Like, so you don't like suck balls or grab balls or hold balls or none of that? No.
You don't like.
I pay attention to size because I always try to fit both of them in my mouth at the same time. So
no.
I think the only way
you can't
that
put big balls in your mouth.
That's
at the
what
same
I'm saying.
Time.
If they're too big, then I can't fit them both in my mouth at the same time. But if they're just the right size,
if you have a beard, you're right in there.
Listen, right. I feel like if the only way it matters is if the balls is bigger than a dick.
Because
then you're like, oh, he got a little
I
dick.
Ain't
that's when
shit.
Now that's when balls matter.
Yeah, ball and they be like long,
long droopy
like
balls,
long, and then they swing like a pendulum when they stroke it.
They got tight.
Yeah, they drop that. They balls ain't drop it like puppies. You know how the puppies balls don't drop yet.
That shit ain't dropped.
That shit be tight to the thigh, like up close.
Oh my god,
tight.
So you never play with nobody's balls?
No, well, I ain't gonna lie, because I'm like a liar.
I'm like a liar.
I had a boyfriend, so it was just like, everything is new to me.
Okay. Okay.
So he ain't have you do stuff like that? Like, he ain't like stuff like that, your boyfriend?
Yeah.
He did. He like his balls play with.
I'm sure I wouldn't come to that, but yeah, we did all that.
If you think about it, right, would you prefer balls be small or big?
I don't
Does it matter?
No, it's one thing. I think, I don't know. It's like, okay, now, since I had a boyfriend and shit, it's like, okay, it was like I felt them, but at first it was like, no, I wasn't like into it. Like, I was like, ugh, I never touched them, looked at them, nothing.
Like, they're not attractive, they're like kiwis. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Kiwis.
So it's like, it's like when you go with somebody, it's different.
Mm-hmm. Right. Everything's
no,
cute.
She's right though.
Angela.
It's kiwis. Now, but you're more comfortable once it's somebody that you're
feel
with.
Comfortable. Yeah, it's what I got comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you start doing things that you wouldn't do with
normally.
Other people. Yeah.
But I just, it's crazy. We talked about this because I just experienced this shit.
You just touched his balls.
Like, just. Like anybody.
Like
anybody.
Like, I just touched balls for the first time.
Sensitive. You got to be careful.
Fragile as eggs.
Yeah. They are very sensitive.
Did you ever have a guy that, like, was like, don't touch my balls? Like, no, it's too sensitive type shit?
I didn't even, you know,
guys like big balls touch.
Yeah, but I never touched them.
See, Gigi was telling us earlier, she don't like big balls at all.
No, I don't like when they swing like a pendulum.
Oh, my God.
She don't like when she's having sex and the balls are smacking her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't want them so long that they smacking up against me while we...
But why do they have to be long to do that? Can't they just be big to
do
that?
No, I'm talking about the long ones.
I know what you're talking about. And it's slapped.
Yeah, she's just talking about big... Now, yeah.
I like that. I like
balls.
To feel the.
I mean, I want to feel
like the noise.
Not when they long.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not when they that long to where as though they swinging, like swinging balls. I don't want the swinging balls.
Y'all better get y'all the young nigga.
He ain't got no swinging balls.
They ain't swinging it.
Shit.
It's just like when the titty sag, when the ball sag.
Mm-hmm.
So get you a young man.
Get you a young
nigga. Okay.
That's good because the guys were concerned because they were like, I never knew women cared about balls at all.
We care.
Is it like, see, I haven't experienced it. So if I experienced that, I probably would have been like, no. I would never liked it. That.
All balls matter.
Now, I also...
Look at her face.
Young balls need to drop.
Young balls matter.
And you know, sometimes one ball is a lot bigger than the other one.
Yeah,
I think always.
But everything on your body
nobody
isn't...
Nuts, bro.
Everything in your body is different size.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like...
Breasts.
Feet, hands, eyes, and nothing.
Am I breast on?
Everything is siblings, but they're not twins.
We got to put this in this one. We got to put this in my next one.
How long ago did you get your breast done?
2.5 weeks ago.
Oh, I thought that it was in your contract for you to get it done.
No, what the fuck?
So what was that?
Crazy? No.
You
I wanted them. Okay, when you grow up, we grow. So, you know, like, you know how we grow? We want a belly ring and shit like that.
Yeah.
So when I grew up, I always said I was going to, like, give titties, like, you know?
Yeah.
So when I first saw it, I had all this money. You know what I'm saying? They was just like, okay, I wanted to get it, but I'm like, nah. Everybody was just like, putting their little two cents in. I'm like a leader. Like if everybody want me to do this, I won't do it just cause. Mm-hmm. So I didn't. I wanted to have fun. I had just got signed. Mm-hmm. I was lit. I was at the VMAs the next day. It was the BET Awards. It was like a lot going on for me that I didn't even care about that. So what I did was I got the money for it to get it done because I said it. I wanted it. Mm-hmm. I got the money and I just spent it on Gucci clothes. So, and then I went back and I was like, okay, I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? I was just sitting. I'm just like, okay, I'm ready. Put my mind to it. Because that's a scary experience. Like surgery, I'm scared of needles. Like mm-hmm. I'm scared of getting shots, anything. I'm scared of needles. So when I was in surgery, I was happy. Even when in the room, when in the cold room, when I had the shit on my head and the little footsy things going.
You was ready to go.
I was ready.
Like, I can't wait.
I wasn't talking about no pain. I was ready. It's like I did it when I wanted to, but I had the money to do it, but I just didn't do it.
So
but I really asked, I'm like, yo, I want to get my stuff done. I used to just always talk about what I wanted because when I signed, mm-hmm. it's like, it's all about what you want. They want to hear like your goals, what you want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this. So when I said that titty shit,
on that list.
They hit the spot. They was like, okay. Took all the money and then I just spent it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just being young and shit, but I did it when I wanted to do it. It was never my, that's crazy.
I have a similar story from the first time I got my titties done too.
What?
Somebody gave me the money to pay for them. But at the time, I didn't have a car. So I'm like, how am I going to have big titties
or am I going to be able to drive?
And then I'm going to still be catching cabs back and forth to work.
I said, how am I going to get some titties? And
so I took the money. I called him and I'm like, listen, I'm going to take this money and use it for a down payment for a new car. And then I'll get breasts on my own when I'm able to. But I feel like that's a priority versus me getting my breasts.
Was he like, where's your titties?
No, he didn't care.
He was mad as hell. He's like, bitch, I paid for titties.
He didn't care. He was happy that I took the money and did the right thing with it. And eventually, when I was able to get my titties, I went and got them and I paid for myself.
Like, I thought you said you didn't want them. You know what I mean?
Like, so how do you feel after? Now you wanted them and you got them and now what?
I feel like it's the right time. Okay, I'm...
Do you love them?
Yeah, I love them. Like, they're cute. Like, I love them.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the way your clothes fit different?
I like
the
way my clothes fit. I like the way before, too.
So what were you before and what are you now?
Before, I was
because clearly I'm all about this surgery life.
I don't know what I am now
because
I don't wear bra. So I don't know what I am.
Let me tell you something.
I got 450 cc's in me.
I'm going to tell you a little secret about not wearing a bra. They not going to stay looking like that. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do is, you want to sleep in a bra, or when you in the house chilling, wear sports bras.
Yeah, for sure.
And that'll
I
keep
got the little bra that I got to wear for like 3 months. I wear it every day,
that
all
that surgical
day.
Bra, that shit mm-hmm. is ugly.
That's yeah.
But wear it, but yo, sleep in that and
so
wear
ugly.
That as much as you can, because I did the same thing. I was like, oh, no bra.
Yeah.
Remember, I used to not wear bra.
Right.
For years,
like,
I didn't wear bra.
I'm going right home, putting my bra on. I don't play. I put
yeah, but sleep in it. Wear do that, because you want to show them off. Like, but sleep in it, or like when you're just around the house and in the studio not doing nothing, wear it or wear a sports bra to keep them up, because you don't want, you want them to stay how they are. Of course they're going to drop a little bit, but you don't want them to start to sag because they heavy and they will
they heavy.
I'm getting some of these titties taken out and these ain't no motherfucking I ain't getting them.
This
taken,
how I knew I was happy
in.
Bro, after surgery I was like, thank you so much, everybody thank you. And it was girls next to me who had got their body done, so
whole
was,
body they
I
was
heard
pain.
Girls like, oh my god, help and you come out of surgery, you just like,
listen, my second time going, I came out of surgery and I went to the mall.
What? I was too lit. Oh,
my first
you.
Time I went home and chilled and, you know, I laid down. My mom is a nurse and she took care of me.
Yeah.
But the second time, I was like, girl, let's go shopping.
How
I'm
long
ready
was you
go.
Down?
Me, I was like down for like a week.
Mm-hmm. Me too, the first time.
Mm-hmm. It was really hard. Like my friend, shout out to my friends.
They helped you.
Yes, I was in Miami. They helped me. I had like a lot of energy around me, but I was in the rooms today, coming to the room. It's, I heard a party
you
going on.
You be so helpless,
downstairs.
Right? You
yes,
can't lift
you be so
nothing
helpless.
Over 10
like my
pounds.
Friend, going shout out Madison. I love you. She just stayed with me and just stayed in the bed, slept with me and just helped me. Like I couldn't even raise up.
You know what I had to get used to initially? Feeling them. Like when you do like this.
You don't have a feeling. Oh my God, so weird. You don't have a feeling like you tell them, like, oh my God, I can't feel it.
It's like, no.
I was like, what the fuck?
My sister got hers done. She said she felt like she had bricks in her chest.
No.
When she first got it, because she was flat and she's very thin.
Mm-hmm.
So when she got her, she got them pretty big. She was like, she felt like
her skin was tight.
Bricks.
It was just
painful. Her skin stretched after.
When I was in the doctor, bro, it was so many people had noticed me. I was like, oh my God. So they was like, what should I get? So it was this gay guy. He was like, what should I get? He had nothing. He was like so excited to talk to me. Like, what should I get? I'm like, you should get a 520.
So what did you get?
Me, I got a 450 cc's.
Okay. Saline or silicone?
Silicone.
good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did the right thing.
See, I'm too scared and too cheap to do something.
I was scared, but it's like, okay, that's what I
did saline the first time, and I wasn't 100% pleased with them. So 5 years later, I went back and I did silicone. Mm-hmm. I did the gummy bear silicone gel, high profile.
Sounds tasty.
I love them.
You got to keep getting it done, right?
Gummy bears. So listen, they say that they have a 10 to 15 year shelf life, but I just recently went to see shout out to Dr. B Fixing, y'all. Y'all know that's my new best friend. Mm-hmm. So I went out. I went to see Dr. B and got some other shit done. But I talked to him about my breast because I'm concerned that it's about to be 10 years. Was 10 years. 2 days ago.
Your anniversary, baby.
2 weeks. Yeah. 10 years.
Congratulations.
Right. 10 years. So the second pair, 10 years. And I was asking him, like, should I be concerned about, you know, thinking about getting them redone? And he told me that.
Not you.
Oh, to the titties.
Titties. Okay.
Happy
there
birthday.
You go. Happy birthday.
So he told me that that 10 to 15 years is something that people think, but actually it's all about how you feel and the what's that word I'm looking for? Like the condition of them, mm-hmm, basically. Mm-hmm. And he said that mine should be fine, so I don't have nothing to worry about.
So you don't
but
have
I thought
to
I was about to have to get some new ones like now because mm-hmm, 10 years, years, I thought they expired, but... No, he said as long as I'm not having any complications, mm-hmm, and because
see, like
the thing
forever.
With the not forever, but maybe another 5 to 10 years.
But why
years.
Would you want to wait till you're having complications? That's
well, see,
I
this is the complications.
Be.
It's like, say, for instance, with the saline, they can leak or rupture or something like
that's
that.
Scary. Mm-hmm.
Right, then you want
to
get them.
Yeah, you have to.
Or if you're having any type of pain or discomfort or something seems to be wrong, if you have like scar tissue or anything like that, then you want to take care of that.
Yeah.
But mine are perfectly fine. It's mm-hmm, the same way they was the first day, 10 years later.
Yep.
So I have nothing to worry about.
Did your boyfriend like him?
Yeah. Just kept asking to see him. I'm shy. I'm real shy. Like, I'm sexy, but I'm shy. So I was like, no. Then I showed him. But I showed him halfway. Like, he hasn't fully even seen, like, everything yet.
You should be like,
huh? I'm shy.
Girl, you should be like, show me your balls. I'll show mine.
No, when I was asleep, he was massaging him. Like, because
you got to massage him.
I was on bed rest, and I was so lonely. So I'm like, okay, I got to go. And I went to
massaging
him.
Massaging them helps you
and I'd be
not
like,
get scar tissue.
Sleep on my side. I'd be like, oh. Oh, and I just be massaging my style, be sleep massaging them, then you just start helping me, you know. So,
that's nice.
All right, now, another thing I want to talk about since we were talking about balls, and then we started talking about breasts.
From
you
balls
know,
to breasts.
Everything that we have is very transparent, although sometimes we can hide things. Mm-hmm. But are there ways that you could really tell the size of a man's penis?
If you grab it.
Right. No, before, aside from that.
Oh.
You know.
They are crazy.
And Gigi, you can't just go around doing that.
Why not?
Yeah, they're going to fucking sexual harassment.
And
yeah.
even, but you know what? That's not even really a telltale sign because some men are what, you ladies? They are growers and not showers, mm-hmm. right?
I hate her for saying what, ladies?
Right. Because we know this. They're growers, not showers. And
you might grab it and grab
you might grab it and you might grab a bunch of balls and not even realize that you're working with a mouse. Because it's a little shrinked up.
She has to put, you know how somebody, like, they put your hand right there?
Yeah, make it.
That's always me. I'm never
You're very
grabbing.
Shy.
Yes.
What's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Girl, bye.
It's like I'm aggressive. Okay, look.
You'll grow out of that.
Once I get used to you, it's on.
You'll grow out of that because you said
it's
something else,
person,
child.
Like, you know?
So you got to take baby steps into being.
But now I'm a pro, but I'm shy.
Right.
It takes a while for her to get comfortable.
Okay, and that's my first time ever talking a sexual talk, too.
Well, you're doing. You're doing great.
Well, thank you for sharing with us. We appreciate
it. That's did it.
So now, this is what they're
Give
saying, right?
Shot.
About telling people's penis size. So, the way that he walks is a good indicator.
You got to be
bow-legged.
Bow-legged.
Make room for... Didn't I say that? Didn't we have a conversation and I mentioned that before?
Yeah.
When they
like,
make
if
room
he crosses
for...
legs... Mm-mm.
What are you crossing?
Men don't cross their legs.
But I'm just saying, if they cross their legs and they probably... Got,
don't
you know.
Crush your legs.
Every man in here got their legs wide open.
Oh, God, you got to have that gap.
Yeah, bow-legged is great.
If you can crush your leg, then you can't. You got a little dick.
Listen, also, you can tell by the way a nigga stand. Uh-huh.
This generation, thing. You know, we deal with, like,
heavy.
Us. We deal, all the niggas were tight pants. No matter how gangster you are, whatever.
We
they,
are
they
in the tight pants
be
era.
Yeah. I would have on baggy pants, and the nigga be have on tight-ass jeans. It'd be like that.
They'd be looking like walk. Jeggings.
They'd be like, yeah, let me borrow your pants. Cause
yo, that's crazy.
Them shits is fly. Let me hold those.
Right. I be thicker than niggas, and I'm skinny.
Okay, so you said the way that he stands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are some other indications?
The way he walked, the way he stands,
the way
his
he carries
cockiness.
Himself.
Yeah,
his confidence.
Whole swagger.
Confidence.
Yeah.
You gotta have confidence. I got a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to confidence more than anything.
Mm-hmm. So if a guy is insecure or whatever,
what
or trying to overcompensate,
maybe not, because I know a guy with some good ass dick and he is very insecure.
That's crazy.
And very whatever, like all these things we are saying.
Yeah, literally.
Because
yeah.
if not, because with me, like, if you're not cocky, then it's just like, you're going to be insecure. I want somebody to think they just the shit.
Bro, I think this nigga is cocky and insecure. Can
at the
be
same
that?
Damn time.
Yeah, he probably just same crazy. Damn time. Got, he's very crazy.
It's different
well.
When you're crazy over that person. Yeah. I'm more like a, I don't like, if I fuck with you, like, I think I can't be fucked with. Like, I'm not going to be jealous. I'm not a jealous person. Mm-hmm. You know?
Like,
I'm
you not like, jealous. Who you going to get better than me?
Who you going to get better than me? Period. And I period. Ooh.
All right. Also, the way his hand is, right? Because they always say bigger hands usually mean
bigger
clean
dick.
Hands.
Yeah,
I like gangsters for clean.
Big feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big feet too. But big they also said the shape of the fingers, right?
Really?
So they said if he has short, stubby fingers, that means his penis is short and stubby.
For real.
But if his fingers are like long and thin, that means he has length,
no!
but not really girth.
Why are they trying to measure the hands?
Now I can see that because it's all things that come out of his body. So it's like if his fingers grow
it's
out like that,
worse
so
than being disappointed. And you told. Really fuck with somebody and you did, oh my God, you get to that point, you disappointed. Right. Oh my God. I think I had like two experiences like, no.
Yeah, that's how you fuck out work.
So what happened? Do you continue and
no,
have
no. continuing. You gone. You cut off. You crazy.
Listen, there was a time where I actually like wanted this guy and I like let him know, like, listen, this is what I'm trying to do. What's up?
Grab this dick.
Well, yeah. and I got it and I was just like, it's a waste of my time.
See, that's terrible. Mm. I've had a guy take my hand and
me
put
too,
it,
all the time.
And his shit be mad small.
Oh, no, it don't be.
No, this happened. His shit was mad small. So
nerve.
I was like this. I looked at him crazy. I was a little tipsy. So I couldn't even hold my face. And I was like, and he was like, well, you know, I'm a grower, not a shower.
So why did you wait? Now wait till
don't
you
even
group.
Say that
that's
to
what
crazy.
I asked him.
Right.
It just seemed
how
mad corny.
First?
Yeah, it was.
Right?
He was dumb lame for that. And then he was like, I know how to use it though.
No,
and I was
it
like,
ain't
all
about
right,
the size of the boat,
nigga.
It's
don't
the motion in the ocean.
Like, you just gotta be with it. Like, don't talk to me about
why
that.
Why would he put my hand there?
He should have just surprised you with it.
Yeah,
he was trying to embarrass himself.
You gotta be finna go to that level and then you put my hand. Like, don't just be in public, just put my hand. Like, no,
now that shit made me not like him.
So,
at
what
all.
Happened? Did you yeah, ever mess
no,
him?
That was it. Like, that, and I it was like good. A second date or some shit like that. So then when I was like, oh, nah, dub. Mm-hmm. Dove, because that shit is small.
I like when
anyway.
Niggas obsessed with me.
Yeah, we all like that.
What?
But wait, obsessed
crazy?
Or stalker? Because there's
no
a,
not stalker.
There's
oh,
a
weird.
Board. There's a border between.
Obsessed.
There's a thin line.
Like if I catch you staring at me, I love it.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. That is cute.
Mesmerized. Mm-hmm.
What if he follows you
staring
everywhere? Like you're going to take a shit and he's in the bathroom talking to you. And he won't leave you alone.
No, my nigga used to use my toothbrush.
Oh,
come
no.
on,
see. My it was so weird. Like, okay, we've been in the hotel. Be like, we're a toothbrush folks. I'm like, what?
I'll be like,
he's using my toothbrush.
Now you gotta hide the toothbrush from him.
Yes.
Now mm-hmm. I was only mad after I found out he cheated on me. I'm like, this
whoa.
Nigga used my toothbrush and
right.
he fucking ate
he
another bitch
teeth.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Oh,
now, never put that on your
you
toothbrush.
Damn,
you already
eating
pussy,
pussy through
well,
the toothbrush.
Well, that's how I like fucked his house up and all.
Fuck no, hell no, you gotta die.
That's how I looked at it, right? I was like, oh, this nigga was cheating on me and he used my toothbrush like three times.
Damn. And if she ever found that out, she'd probably be talking about
no
that
funny
shit.
Shit. When she used my toothbrush, I did not use it again. It was like I went after him, brushed my teeth. It was some obsessive shit. Like, no, ew. I didn't have no, but
somebody,
I would not use the toothbrush. You crazy?
Did somebody ever try to eat off your fork? That's disgusting.
For real? What?
No, your boyfriend?
That's not disgusting.
To me,
I don't think
I
that's disgusting.
Because you know, like, the little residue that's left
no,
on the
like,
fork that
I
makes me want to vomit.
I'd be like, spit in my mouth. I just say some random shit.
See, that's different. If you having sex, then I don't get
no,
disgusted.
No, we used them all.
And
well,
you just
one
spit in the mouth?
I give my kid spit my mouth.
Oh, no.
So why you don't suck his balls then?
What?
You
crazy.
That's,
no, I'm not on that level yet.
But
what,
you spit in the mouth.
I think that's advanced.
Yeah.
No.
Listen. We talked about spitting in the mouth before. I wasn't into it.
I gotta
what?
Be dead having sex like
what?
In the middle of sex like in
when
the
I
good.
Experienced
done
it, why, bro, it was the bed. I'm like, yo, that's raw.
What's so great about it? Just the mental.
It's nasty.
Yes.
It just feels nasty.
It's
yes.
just nasty.
Okay, you
it
gotta suck some
you
balls
like,
now.
We connected. Nigga, we won. Fucking talking about
you got
oh, well,
your
you
mucus.
Already connected. Okay.
I got your mucus going down my fucking esophagus. Like,
I mean, if
we
you tongue kiss
germs.
And you swap and spit either way.
No,
so.
Nigga,
that's
if I'm
different.
Swapping yeah. your cum, then we're connected.
I mean, clearly.
Boom.
Oh. Well, clearly, if you let him spit in your mouth, you'll swallow his cum.
No. Are you crazy?
Wait, now how is that crazy?
I'm a gay saying swallow shit.
Gangsta swallow cum. You looking at one?
Yeah, well, I,
triple OG.
Shit, two, nigga. I don't
triple
know what you're talking
about. I'll chill.
Triple OG. I'm going to be your mom now. Girl.
Come on.
Come on, okay. I'm not there yet. You know, it's levels to the shit.
Okay, you're a baby gangster.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a baby gangster. I'm
climbing the levels. Come on, baby gangster.
Baby OG.
Baby OG.
Yes, baby OG.
So what do you do with it? You spit it out or you?
No, I just... What?
It don't make it to your mouth?
Oh, I don't want to talk about this.
She's about we to want you to talk about this because I'm interested.
You got to let them come on your new titties.
I was just about to say, girl, you bet the kids.
She's like, I pay too much for these shit.
You had to put the icing on
that. Maybe
I'm going to put the icing on that toaster strudel.
Okay, look, that ain't happy yet because when I was recovering, I was with him. Like, you know, I was just.
Oh, yeah, it is a little fresh.
They still new,
when it's fresh, it's fresh. It's like, hey, Liam, I was like, oh.
Her stitch is still melting. You did under?
Yeah, they still melting. They still melt. They gone, but they melt.
Yeah, they melting. Okay, so we can't do that yet.
You don't want to infect.
I haven't experienced the other part yet, the covering them up. I haven't did that yet.
So you just stop? Like when...
So you're not sucking dick until it comes?
Oh my God.
Well, we have some tricks for you since so you cute. Clearly don't really like to suck dick so like that. Gigi, tell her how to do it so it seems like.
No, no funny. Don't tell me because, like, whatever I do, I'm raw with it. Like,
oh, so she might be lying to us.
Yo. Whatever I put my mind to, I'm great at it. What the Whoa. Fuck?
Or no, your head. I tell you some shit now.
Or your mouth.
Gigi will teach you how to suck a dick so it seemed like you're sucking it, but you're really using your hand.
Yeah. No. She's a fraud dick sucker.
You got to get the right.
She gets a faux job.
And it got to be real wet.
A faux job.
Y'all want to nigga with this one?
No, you want to do that?
Lick your hands and then do
like
it.
Can. In the middle of
no,
sucking
right
a dick,
No, right before you're about
though.
To start, you'll be like.
No!
See, I'll lick one in my hand.
None of that. You crazy. I'm a virgin.
Right? So this is you lick, right? Lick. And then you like you get it really close to your mouth while you like...
No, don't teach me. I'm and let the spit drop. Me.
And then you like stick your tongue out, but you don't really touch it. So in their mind, they think that that's what you're doing, but it's really just your hands and a bunch of spit.
Say goodbye to expensive TV bills with Philo. Philo is the cheapest way to watch over 50 of your favorite channels, like BET, OWN, VH1, MTV, Wii, TLC, History, Lifetime. Catch the biggest shows on TV, like The Walking Dead, Love & Hip Hop, SpongeBob, and Paw Patrol for the kids, plus tons of classic shows and movies. Watch The Breakfast Club on Revolt, even. Enjoy live and on-demand TV, plus unlimited recording. Save as many shows as you want and never miss a minute of the shows you love. Watch from your TV, phone, or computer whenever you want. Philo only costs $20 a month, so you'll save hundreds every month on your TV bill. Philo's available on Roku, iOS, Fire TV, Android TV, and Apple TV. There's never been a better deal on cord-free, commitment-free, hassle-free TV. To start your free trial, visit philo.tv/Angela. That's philo.tv/Angela.
But let's talk about unfuckwithable.
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 You know how to change my name? He was like, nah, I can't use that. I'm like, I'm unfuckwithable. Like, what? I don't know. I would say, okay, untouchable.
Unfuckwithable.
Agent the brat. Like, what the
but
fuck?
Wait, so the thing with like changing your name and because of all of like the dolls, every rap nigga is a Lil.
Yeah, with the doll, it's
so
like,
how come it could be so many Lils?
Yeah,
L-I-L.
Or Young.
Or Young.
It's not even
but
more,
it
like,
can't be so many dolls.
Uh-huh, because you know,
y'all
they try
dolls.
To pin girls to each other. Like, we coming. Like, I don't give a fuck who you
oh,
are.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right.
What girl you are, we coming in this shit. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So they using that to make us go against each other. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So it's like all the boys, okay, they do their shit, they do their thing. But why come the girls, y'all pin us against each other? Like, you know? But with I separated myself because at the end of the day, like, I'm a trendsetter, I'm a leader. I'm not afraid to start a new wave or start a, you know what I'm saying? That door shit is a wave. I'm right. surprised not a Japan door or Egyptian door. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole wave. Whoever started it or not, at the end of the day, I separated myself because, like, you can't put me in a box. You can't put me in the box. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to separate myself so people won't be confused. I'm an artist.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a leader and I'm a trendsetter and I have a message and I have real life girls who look up to me. Like, you know, I'm 22. These girls been watching me since I was 19, 18. I've been doing this shit since I was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I grew up, you know, doing this shit. Like, I'm self-made at 22. I did the impossible. Like, I signed a Gucci. Like, people wasn't expecting it. Like, I've been offered $1 million from record labels and I said no. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew what I wanted. You know what I'm saying? So with that, I was just like, okay, that's cool and all. Like, we all doors, but I got to separate myself. Like, putting me in a box it's just not what it's just not me. You know what I'm saying? So it's not personal. Mm-hmm. Like everybody brings something different. You got to look at everybody. Everybody is different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody, but that's a wave.
But I'm not afraid. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, it's something I did for myself. I'm not afraid to start my own shit, do my own shit. Like instead of me being like, I started this, I did this, I did that, copying. Instead of me doing all that, let me just separate myself.
Right. But
it's a self thing. It's not nothing personal. It's like a self thing. Like, and then watch the impact that I have on everybody when it's brats. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just a self thing. It's nothing personal. Like,
look like a brat.
Thank you. Stop. Like, when I was in school, people said, you got big lips, you got big eyes, you got a big head. Because I was so pretty. Like, my mom is West Indian. Like my mom is so beautiful, hair to her ass. Like, my hair is long. Like, supposed to be to my ass, but it's not. But at the end of the day, like I'm a leader, I'm a trendsetter. You know what I'm saying? I have a lot of girls looking up to me. So instead of me being so spiteful and being like, I did this, I did that, I'm gonna just separate myself. It's nothing personal. Everybody brings something different. And at the end of the day, we all artists, we all females, we all coming up. I just feel like right now we the shit. All the female artists, we the shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So that means no more beefing with people.
It's no beef. Yo, me, I'm a type. It's no surprise where I'm from. I'm from the hood. So, but I'm a young black girl. I'm a young
I'm
bitch.
A lady.
But you had a few fights with a few couple people.
No, I just wonder,
was it like the internet that fueled it? Was it personal beef that y'all had?
I grew up doing this internet shit. I mastermind this shit to the point where, like, y'all understand, like, the new generation, we started Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like, we started the viral shit, all the colors. We started that. I mastermind all this shit to the T, to the point where I know how to post something that goes viral, and I know how to, you know, just by doing me. Basically, everybody's different. I'm a hood bitch, so I handle my beef different. When I first started, I didn't know that people was, like, attached to me, looking up to me. Like, people around me had to tell me, like, yo, this person listen to your shit. Zonique and them, they all listen to your song. I was a girl who didn't care. Like, me with fame and shit, that's why I handled it so well, because I didn't care.
It hard when people you were cool with, all of a sudden you're not cool with them
it's hard at the time on some personal shit, but at the end of the day, it's like, whatever. Like, if every famous person or anybody that's a public figure, we have less friends, or no friends, to the point we only have our team. Mm-hmm. But that's something that we sign up for. So with me, like, If I fought any of these hoes, it's because they personally. Yeah. But it's because, like, it was personal. It was like through text messages. Like, we was talking. Like, it was never social media. Like, I'm not a type of person who, like, comments get to me. Like, I have 1.4 million followers, and a lot of my comments be negative. I can go viral for some shit right now and I won't speak on it. And I would be living good. I won't care. Cause I mastermind and shit to the point that it's a game to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I saw that video you about to pull up.
Oh, yeah, I do all that. But I know more, like that's why I'm saying, like, okay, when I signed to Gucci, like, when I told you I turned down, like, a lot of deals.
Mm-hmm.
When I signed to Gucci, I said, I need that figure. I need some shit solid behind me. I don't want to go to a big label and be like the rest of the artists.
Mm-hmm.
I needed guidance. I was young doing this shit. Like, you understand? Like, my guard was up. Like, I had to be super aggressive because you don't want nobody to play with you.
What does your team say, though, when they see that? Are they like, okay?
People think it's like me just acting. No, first of all, because, like, how I look, I dress. So people think it's an act. Like, I'm like, no. Better check my background. Like, I was in the hood with the long ponytails, with the bobos around. Like, I've been like this. Like, two big ponytails. Like, I've been like this. But at the same time, I knew what was best for me. Being young, like, I used to be obsessed with my future. I used to be in school, like, at the desk. Like, I had a big-ass red hair. I used to just be obsessed with my future. Like, you could tell me I wasn't going to be the
shit. Your mom is a rapper, too, right?
Yes.
That's crazy. That's dope.
I'm what my mom should have been. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, like, in Texas, like, it's a lot of girls who, like, they mom, they always going to say their mom was an inspiration because, like, they groom us to be, like, a better them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to look at my mom and then I used to see her mistakes, bro. I swear to God, I used to, like, all her mistakes, I was like, I'm never doing that. I'm never asking a nigga for a dollar. Are you crazy? I'm never doing shit. Yo, I buy all my shit. Everything I own, I have so many shoes that I can wear a different pair for 2 months, 3 months. I promise you, like, everything I bought is because I seen her, like, ask for shit, do shit. We didn't eat because unless a nigga came by, you know? So I just seen that, I was like, no, I'm never going to be like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like everybody got their different stories, but I'm like one of the real ones who came from the streets. So I handle my beef different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was my downfall, but at the same time, I was learning. Like, people don't understand. I'm young. Like, what the fuck? I don't have, like, older girls. I don't have a big sister. Mm-hmm. I'm the big sister on her side.
What is the age difference between you and your mother?
My mom is like 30, 21 and I'm 22. Mom had her first kid at 16. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So
your
it's like
31.
Bro, yes. Yes. And it's crazy because I watched my mom be this beautiful
person.
My daughter
22.
For real?
I'll be 40 next month. I had her when I was 17.
For real, that's good.
And that's why I asked you that because I'm seeing that same fact when you said like, "Oh, I'm a better version." I look at my daughter like that. Like
for
she's
sure.
a better version.
Sure.
Your mom got to be 41 cuz if she was 31, she'd have been 9 when she had you.
My mom is 41.
That's why I'm like 31.
No, funny shit. No. She's 41.
I have to think about it.
41. Okay.
Right. So at the same me and my daughter, I'll be 40 next month.
So I just
my daughter's the same age as you, and I look at her as even though she doesn't, she never followed in my footsteps and did the same thing that I did as an adult. I mean, in my life, as career wise, but she's known what she wanted to do as her career since she was 10 years old, and she's had that drive and the ambition, and she done it. She said what college she was going to go to before we even moved to New York, and she did it.
Yes.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Would you have wanted her to follow in your footsteps?
Hell no.
I'm pretty sure
I did that shit so she wouldn't have to. See, it's different, but I was a stripper, so I would never want my daughter to do what I did.
And it's crazy because like my mom did her shit.
Not that it's bad, but
she wasn't even a stripper, but she did her shit. You know what I'm talking about. Like, she did her shit. So when I see that, my mom exposed us to everything. Everything. Like, I've seen everything. I've seen 100,000 in drug money. I've seen 100,000 in drugs. I've seen everything. So I used to see that. I'd be like, nah. You know what I'm saying? I was exposed to so much so young that it made me stronger. It's why I'm built for this industry. Like, I'm young and this shit, but I carry it well. My downfall was when I was fighting, but it's because, like, I didn't know. What else? Like, I was in high school when I came out. My first viral song, I was in high school. Like, we do that shit. Like, we fight. We girls. We get into it. We fight. We do our shit. So, it was like, I brung that. I didn't know the platform that I had for so long.
You didn't know your worth.
I didn't know my worth. And people around me used to tell me, like, I used to have so many girls around me, like, yo, you this, you that. The only reason why I used to go to the studio, because they used to tell me, like, go to the studio. You got to do another song. You got to drop it. You got to do this and that. When I used to run up numbers, I didn't know. Like, when I dropped my first viral song really was when I did Kodak Black, No Flocking. He reached out. He wanted to sign me. I didn't care. Like, I was like, no.
Imagine if that was the guidance you would have had.
No funny shit. But I said no more than I said yes. I didn't have shit. Like, I was like, when I was rapping, I was like probably like 19. I didn't even have a bed. I slept on the floor. I never bid, but you would never know that shit because I said no more than I said yes because that's all I knew. Like,
when's the first time you got a big check?
When I signed to Gucci, you crazy? That was a big check. And it's crazy because I got offered more than what I signed with Gucci for before and I said no. Yes.
But it wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the money.
It was about the protection. It was like, is I'm going to be good. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I had this crazy fucked up management to where I was like, I don't want to make them rich. I knew what I was
capable. I need to get out of this first.
Why are you crazy? I said no to a lot of shit. That was mad. No, no, no.
No.
So I said, wait, I need somebody who people are scared of, who gonna be solid, who gonna be behind me, who gonna, you know, Gucci. I was already cool with his manager. And then I just did it. I went on a world tour independently with Bad Baby. Independent.
Wow.
What? I always felt like that was a good move for you to sign to Gucci. What? I always, like, when I seen your progression, but when I seen you sign to him, I always looked at that like that was a great move. Because you can rap your ass off. That's one thing for sure. You got a great flow.
Thank you.
But you needed that. You know that person,
and I didn't want to lose myself.
Right.
I just wanted to fix a little things, but I didn't want to lose myself. Like I almost lost myself, but I didn't. But it would have been like harmless because I was young. I be having to remember I'm 22 years old.
Right. You have to remind yourself.
I be having to remember all these bills and shit, but I'm 22 years old. But at the end of the day, like, I did the impossible. Like, when my granny and them might say Texas to the studio, do this and that. He never did it. My granny, when I went back to Texas and Dallas, I sold out a show. They seen this shit with their own eyes. And I just went back again and sold out a show. And they seen this shit like...
So now they realize
that. Okay, even my mother, what? Nobody expected this. But I was so obsessed with my future. I was obsessed with that shit.
Did your mom ask to be on the album?
My mom, she be like, you gotta do this song. She be like, you gotta do this song.
Yeah,
you gotta
put your mom on your shit.
I got her.
Let mama drop a high 16.
For sure.
At least a hook.
Listen, that might be history making. Has that been done? Has there been a mother-daughter rapping duo yet that really, like, do some shit?
It's been, like, Wayne and his mother.
No, mother-daughter rapping.
And I want to just shout out to Megan because, like, she just...
Oh, I love Megan.
She just lost her mother.
She was on lip service. And her mom was here.
Rest in peace to her mother. Like, you know, I don't even know how they would feel. Yo, and it's crazy because like in Texas, like our mother's groom must be better than them. It's crazy. It is like sometimes you make it out and sometimes you don't. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't supposed to, but I did. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to shout out to Megan because like at the end of the day, like my mama was rapping too. Like it's like the same story from Texas.
We were just saying that. It's the
same story.
Mm-hmm. Her mom was rapping.
And it's crazy that her mom is not here, but mine's still here. You know what I'm saying? I got to put on something.
You have to.
Yeah, for sure.
Dating is hard, but LaVoo makes it easy. LaVoo is the best dating app there is. In fact, it just won the User's Choice Award for best dating app from Google Play. Not too many people love dating apps, but people love LaVoo. And it's no secret why. It actually works. No endless browsing through people who aren't serious. If you just want to hook up, LaVoo isn't for you. LaVoo is for relationships. It's for something a little more serious, but it's also seriously fun. LaVoo makes it easy to break the ice and meet that special someone. If you're tired of mindless swiping, then go get LaVoo. That's L-O-V-O-O. LaVoo. Download it now on your iPhone or Android. Get 1 free week of LaVoo premium membership by using voucher code GETLOVENOW. Get the dating app of the year with 1 week free with the code GETLOVENOW. That's GETLOVENOW and you get 1 free week of LaVoo premium. Get LaVoo app right now on iPhone or Android and meet that special someone today. And if you guys listen to Lip Service, you can do some special tricks on that special someone.
Well, let's play a little game with Unfuckwittable. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to tell us, is this guy Unfuckwittable or could you give him a chance?
Okay.
All right. You Google his name and you find out he's been accused of rape. But
what?
He settled and he told you nothing ever happened. It was a lie.
I got to look more into that. First of all, I'm not rape. What the fuck? What you doing with the rape? I don't want no parts. So I would just save the drama and just be like, nah.
Unfuckwittable. Okay, so. Unfuckwittable. He's down on his luck because he lost his job and he's a little depressed.
First of all, depressed? Losing your job? What?
She said, first of all,
there's a lot of shit I want to stand about that. Like, okay, you depressed and you lose your job. Why are you depressed? You got to go get that. So, nah, I ain't fucking with that.
What's that 48 laws of power? Avoid the unlucky and unfortunate.
Yeah, it's not about that the money. Nigga. It's like you're a bitch. Like, you're not on the same level.
All right, unfuckwittable or not, he has oral herpes. Just a little bit.
You can have herpes, nothing. Oh, my mama. You can have anything. Oh, God.
She said just a little
swear to God, bro, you have anything, it's over with. Like, bro, I don't want no parts of you. Like, not even listen, to be talking.
A cold sore.
Four out of one people.
Curable. Four out of one people got herpes. How many people in this room? All the guys with beards.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry. Four out of one. One out of four.
They covering it up.
One out of four people has herpes.
That damn Hennessy getting your.
And you get herpes can lay dormant and you'll never ever get an outbreak, but you'll have it.
No parts of herpes. You can be the finest nigga, richest nigga in the world. I promise you, I would look past you.
Okay. All right, unfuckwittable, or would you fuck with him? He's on Instagram, but he just put up a picture in his best friend's car, like it's his.
We ain't even pulling up in best friend's cars. Come on out. Like, you, like, nah. It's cool. Matter of fact, it's cool because I done had a couple to pull up in they friend car. But we ain't posting that shit. We ain't doing that.
I mean, it's his boy, you know.
It's his boy. Yeah. Why I ain't got the boy?
You ain't shooting.
Where he at? Where the boy at? Exactly.
You ain't never shoot no videos with Gucci cars?
No.
I didn't. Damn. You gotta put that on the list.
I rode in the car with him and Keisha, though, but I wasn't even really like flexing like that. I was just too shocked. I was just in the car.
I was just in
like
the car.
Daughter. Like the daughter.
I'm the daughter.
Exactly.
All right, unfuckwittable or not. His ex DMs you and says that he is still calling her.
Unfuckwittable.
But it might not be true. She could be hating.
I'm tripping. I'm fuckwittable because at the end of the day, like, exes are bitter. You know what I'm saying? If we see eye to eye, I had incident. We all together.
Mm-hmm.
And everything got, I don't fuck with you. You know what it is, you know?
Right.
It got to be that. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Because, you know, exes is bitter. Like,
they are.
I'm the ex to where, like, I can be your ex, I don't care. Like, my goal is to not shit on you, but I'm going to upgrade, I'm going to improve, I'm going to be better.
That shit on you.
Yeah, it's some bitches, regular bitches who just, like, stuck. So it's just like, you just leave them where they at.
Is it
so
cool?
Fuckwittable. Like,
yeah,
you know,
so you still do it. Okay.
Fuckwittable.
Yeah, because it could be true, it could not. But would you investigate?
Investigate? I'm a know the truth. If you lie to me, then it's cracking for your ass. But yeah, if you lie to me, then I always know the truth. I always know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the type of person who just like dumb. No, I know. I'm going to let your ass know I know. Mm-hmm. But if you lie to me, then it's, you know, I ain't been lied to. So it's like.
You said you haven't been lied to?
What? No, you crazy. I don't even have niggas to lie. Like, I don't even have niggas.
So. Yeah, you don't. But you got a man now.
Yeah.
Kind of, yes, no.
No.
I feel is this the same person you've been with for a hot second?
Yeah, but it's like, okay, what? It's like, you know, you break it with somebody and you're just like, they're not talking. It's like, they're right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so y'all just not talking today.
But then, like, you see him and y'all have sex and then you just...
No, we haven't seen each other. I don't know. Because we both in the shit, so it's like...
Mm-hmm. Where's he at? Chicago?
Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, child. I know. I'm not like a. I'm not.
Do you live in Atlanta now?
I used to.
I moved here for at least.
Oh, yeah, right. You like, say that. I'm sorry.
I'm so bossed up towards. I'm so,
I used to live over
I like having fun. Like, I just don't give. Like, you know, girls talk about boys all day. Like, I say some shit, but it's like at the end of the day, like, that's not my focus. That's why I'm so successful and I got my bank account as high as it is because. And then I want to tell these little girls, like, bro. These niggas come and go. They gonna
focus
be here.
On
focus
you.
On you. You gotta focus
that's
on you.
True.
Like it's clear that I'm doing me. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
True.
Like
you glow different when you focus
yo,
on yourself, right?
Yo, I'm gaining
right?
weight. I'm all like, I'm lit. What the
weight.
Fuck?
I tell
we
you that
not
all
even
the time.
Talking.
Yeah, like, it's true. Cause like anytime I like I'm dating a guy, like yeah, mm-hmm. I'm still cool. But when I'm like 110% and just focused on myself, it's like I can't get people off me. Mm-hmm. Like it's crazy.
It is.
But you're good.
Yeah.
Like that's all that matters. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all right, unfuckwittable or not? He doesn't smoke or drink.
It's cool. Do what you do. It's some dudes who like, okay, look, when I first started going him, he was like, you smoke. I'm like, nigga, you got to think about when I first met you. I was high as hell.
Like, you love
me. So it's like, some of them try to come and change it about you, but it's like, okay, nah. Like, I stopped smoking, then I started back, then I stopped. It's like a self thing. Like, if you smoke or drink, that's you. But like, you like a drunk ass nigga, like, I don't want no parts. That's mm-hmm. scary to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But high, like, you so cute. You fine. You just high, just sitting there, like, eyes low. That's different. Mm-hmm. But when like, a girl, like, sometimes boys don't want you to smoke, want you to drink. Like, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah, what the fuck does look like?
What the fuck?
I feel like, I know the question isn't geared towards me, but I feel like...
It's for all of us.
I feel like if you don't do it, that's fine. And if I do it, just don't try to knock me for doing it or try to tell me that
just
you want me to not
do
it.
The first time when you met me.
Because
yes. I was high and drunk and that's why I talked to you.
Period. That's why I be having to rely. I be like, yo, just remember when I first talked to you. Like, I was high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever kicked it to a guy?
Oh, no, I don't do no go up to nobody. my guard is like, I work with like a lot of boys. So like, I got this bro sis type vibe to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even let niggas feel like they can even talk to me. Like, you know, like niggas are scared of me. Like, I want them to be, like, be scared.
I want them to be.
Yeah,
be scared of me.
Don't feel like you can just come on to me, like, no. Because niggas, you gotta understand, like, when boys in this game, they have egos. Mm-hmm. So if you turn them down, what? They just say, fuck, like,
they be mad.
They be mm-hmm. mad. Yeah, on the inside. So it's like, they save themselves from the embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm by not even trying.
Well, how does a guy talk to you then?
You gotta keep going. I gotta say something back. Okay,
consistency, like, persistence.
Yeah. Like when I first talked to my nigga, like he was like on me to the point he was like his friend like hit me like talk to this nope. I said nope like 4 or 5 times nope. Then I decided when I want something, like, oh yeah, he cute, you know. He decent. It's on my terms though. Like I don't go off a nigga vibe because you know like you gotta chase me to the point where I don't know, okay, let me check it out.
They be faking anyway.
They be faking anyway, mm-hmm. period.
Now, what if he was like, look, I don't want to have sex until we get married. Whoa, is that unfuckable or not?
Nah, like, that's cool.
You could got a little dick. That's why he don't want to have
bro,
sex.
Bro, what's so wrong with
him? Locked in now.
Because you done married the little dick.
I be so mad. Like, we got to at least bro, fuck before the wedding.
Yes, that's the only person I can say. But I feel like, yeah. If you say that, then I don't. Shit, that's good.
You said that's good?
Yeah. I used to be like that. Like, I ain't going until I get married. Mm-hmm. I lost my virginity at like 19.
Oh, that was recent.
So you was rapping and fucking, huh?
No, I just had a little
at 19.
I was so scared. You crazy. Oh my God, I was terrified.
You were 19 years old?
19.
So how'd it happen?
He's in jail.
Oh.
He's in jail. He's incarcerated.
Okay.
How about it was still being with his ass?
Why was he the one? Finally, like, how did he make that? How long did he have to be with you for that to happen? And
oh yeah, he bought a lot of shit.
He bought a lot of shit.
When I was young, a lot.
What was the first thing he got you? Or what was the best thing he got you?
The best thing that he got me, like 5 bands, like just gave to me, just like here.
Oh, like, thank you.
What I'm on the.
So how was your first time at 19?
Little rape vibes.
No, oh my God.
No.
Stop.
Take
stop.
Her in
what
away.
Happened?
Where is the cup? No, I'm not. I gotta be 100.
What happened?
It was too like,
That's why he's in jail now.
Yeah. For real.
That's not funny. None of this.
He had a bag. It's crazy because, like, out of my whole, not city, but state, it was one person that I did it with. I had sexual intercourse with. But at the end of the day, like, it was, it was like, when I told him that, I'm like, you're a virgin. He was like, what? Because my raps, I was young and I used to be speaking on my vagina. Like, comparing it to shit. Like, you know, and that people would think, like, I was experienced, but I wasn't.
Right.
I wasn't.
You was just talking shit.
So when it came to that time, I was like, well, you know I'm a virgin, right? He was like, what? Oh, yeah, you mine. It was like that, straight, like, you mine. So, yeah.
I'm going to try that.
You know, I think I'm a virgin, it's a little too late for you, Ange. Just
a I'm going to try that. Yeah. You know I'm a virgin. I'm going to say it to my boyfriend.
Oh, you mine.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was like that.
How was it?
Your first time?
It was like a feeling I never felt before. It did, but it hurt the second time.
Are you having internal orgasms?
What's that?
Are you coming?
So no.
Oh yeah, like,
are you coming from head or are you coming from dick?
Mostly top.
Yeah. But you have come from dick.
I think so.
You don't know.
I don't know, but top.
No, she definitely. No, came.
When you're on top, that's head. When you.
No, 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 from top.
Oh, yeah, head. Yeah. Yeah. I thought you said
from
when
top,
you're
like,
on top.
All the time, like, of every course. Time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if he's not, then that's a problem. But are you coming from intercourse?
Yeah, I'm every time. Yeah.
Every time. So the first time, did you love it or were you like, this is whack? Because the first time I had sex, I hated it.
Me too.
No, I want to know funny shit. All my times has been crazy.
For real? Mm-hmm. I ain't started having, liking sex until, like, later on, like, right. The first few times I had
I did it that one time and another time, and then it was like I stopped for like a long ass time.
Same.
Long, yeah. Like a year.
I did it for like a year after the first time I did it. I hated it.
I was terrified. You crazy, dropped me off at home. I thought I was a prostitute. I was like, no. You dropped me off?
It's $5,000.
He was like, you hungry? You want some food? I was like, no, I don't want no money.
Don't give me no money.
You're supposed to move in with him after you had sex the first time. Like, all right, now we live together.
He dropped me off. I feel like a prostitute.
Yeah, he dropped me off, and I was in the hood, so I'm like, no.
Siri is all in the conversation.
My mom was crying. Oh my gosh, she's so dramatic.
You told her right away?
Hell no. Oh. I didn't want him, so he told.
He told your mom?
Well, he told everybody. I was, damn.
He told everybody? That's
I would have been mad as hell if a nigga told my mom.
You know, I was one of the girls from the hood, like, who nobody had nothing bad to say. Like, I was never labeled a thigh, a hoe. Mm-hmm. I used to let it. I used to be, you used to say Asian, you'd be like, oh, she always fighting. No, she always, it's, she, no. When it comes to my vajayjay, like, I ain't play. Right. I had brothers. My brothers used to beat my ass. You crazy. I used to be in school. I could only go with, like, nerdy football players. I was like a football player. Like, my brother didn't play. Oh, my God. My brother used to beat my ass to the point it was embarrassing.
Oh, my God. In front of everybody.
In front of everybody, like, embarrassed me. So I didn't talk to her boys.
But that's why you be fighting.
Yeah.
You get it, honestly.
But I didn't talk to her boys. So
that's crazy. So you have sex with one person, and the next thing you know, they probably like, she a hoe. You know, mm-hmm.
That's
sex.
So everybody had, like, one.
Then everybody had, like, something to say. But at the same time, I was like, okay, I was lit. Mm-hmm. I was lit. Y'all talking about me, but y'all been popping this shit. And right. I did it once.
Right, I'm out of here. Damn, man, he told on you.
Yeah, he did.
Snitch ass nigga. That's why he in jail.
Right, for sure. Period.
But then you said you would probably still be with him if he wasn't.
Nah, I wouldn't. Hell nah, he's not my type. Like, you understand, like.
But what is your type?
My type, you gotta be raw. You gotta be like, you gotta talk like that, walk like that, act like that.
Mm-hmm. Like, and back it up.
Too.
Most importantly. Because you can talk and walk and act it, but if you ain't really doing it, then none of that matters.
So is there, like, a trend in the guys that you date? Like, they
hood
all
niggas.
Look like this, or no, they all look like that?
You know she like her.
Well,
hood,
but, like,
I like niggas who came from nothing and they lit. Mm. That's what I like.
Nothing.
And sometimes I catch them before they even get
there. And she like them young with tight balls.
Right. I gotta be, you can't be, like, older than 26.
Damn, okay.
Well, you can't probably be 26. I don't play. Like,
Do you believe in cuffing season? Like, you think, because, you know, they said cuffing season's over now.
Yeah, it's a wrap for cuffing season.
What?
The temperatures then went up.
Oh, yeah, no.
Bitches is wearing less and going out more.
So cuffing season is over. The wintertime is cuffing season.
Mm-hmm. So what that mean for you now?
Oh, yeah, I'm out.
You out here? You out here in these Fort Lee streets?
What? He ain't call you for how long now?
I used to live over there. I miss Fort Lee.
3 days? Oh, he messing up because cuffing season is over.
You could find a whole new nigga in 3 days.
Not in Fort Lee, though.
You could get married in 3 days.
Oh, yeah, in Fort Lee.
Ain't nothing but Asians over there.
Oh, you crazy. Right?
I just moved from over there last year.
Oh, my God, that's all it is.
Ain't nothing but Asians in Fort Lee.
Everybody, yes.
You could date an Asian. You Asian.
Yeah, both of y'all.
Right.
That's the Asian side.
You want to know something? I I just started, like, this is my first dark skinned dude. Like, I just started talking
to him. You like him light skinned?
They light skinned like the me. Even like, I like the.
They the light skinned like the me.
What they be on me, on my body, like, so heavy. I used to be like, damn.
Why am I attracting y'all?
Right. So, like, it was my first, like, dark skinned dude. I like it more than light skinned.
So, what's going to happen now? It's been 3 days since y'all talked.
Oh, shit. So, who cares?
Next.
What are you crazy?
She out here chasing this bag. Okay.
Yes. I'm just focused. I'm just having fun. Like I'm really having fun. Like, this shit is fun to me. Like, even when she grew up, daughter.
Who's going to call first? Him or you?
Oh, both our ego. I love that shit.
Y'all both battling right now?
Yes.
Do you be thinking, like, is he with another bitch?
Oh, no. I ain't worried about that.
I'm on his page, though.
Niggas be obsessed. Like, you know?
So you don't look at his page?
I'm upset. I get him obsessed with me, like, to the point where it's like, you can't upgrade. You can't do nothing. You're just going to do you. I know he's just going to do you.
So are you on his page looking? Lurking?
Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure.
Wait, he's lurking on mine too? I'm lit.
So y'all still in contact, basically?
Nah, I just talked to his sister, but yeah, on the phone, he was right there. Talking buddies. Out loud and shit.
Trying to know that he's there.
He wants you to know he in the room.
Why would you, like, put him on the phone?
I ain't doing none of that.
Why you was calling his sister? You was calling him. He was there.
She called me 6 times. I was in the interview. I'm like, I got to call you back. So I call her. We was on the phone.
He on the live right now.
She loved me.
Yeah, he on that live. He on her live.
He on your live right now. Look at you.
He just went live.
He did? He did not just go live.
You know what he did?
He trying to battle you?
Yo, this is what he tried to do. He went and iced his whole mouth out. You know what I did? When I iced my whole mouth out. My shit come next Friday. Don't play with me.
Don't
pick
play
your
with
blue
me.
Diamonds.
He on live right now trying to battle you. That's crazy.
That's hilarious.
All right, so listen, I appreciate you for coming through. I'm fuckwittable. When is it coming out?
Fun. I don't know. I don't know when it's coming out this month, though. It's coming out. Everything's coming out this month. I don't even know the date. Mm-hmm. Everything's finished.
We heard it.
I can't even say today's date because we're not even going to talk today.
It's fire.
Yes. We was bopping to you while we were
I can't wait.
In our little pregame.
Yeah, for sure.
You was doing, I can't do the, brr, how you doing? I can't do the bird.
I'm like the queen of
ad-libs.
I love
ad-libs.
Oh my God.
Well, so what's the plan now?
The plan is just to do me. I'm Asian the brat. I'm just going to continue to do me. I'm going to continue to slay. I just really want to be just keep bringing like different shit to the game, really spicing it up, having fun. My generation, I don't know about the other generation, but my generation, like females, we get along. Like, we talk on the phone. I got female rap friends. We all talk on the phone. We be lit. So I just really
been
on having fun with everything. Like, this is like fun to me.
Not everybody, though.
I think like the people who like older, those are the ones with the problems.
Or like the ones you was fighting in the video.
Yeah, come on. We see you beefing with people. Yeah, we get a lot of my generation.
There's two different ones in your generation.
It's a lie.
It's only two. Okay, look, I got two girls.
It's
okay.
A trick.
It is. I got two girls.
Mm-hmm. So is that behind you now?
It's behind me.
Y'all cool now or no peace in our
car? It was like last week.
Hell no, nah, ain't cool.
Yeah, I'm like, wasn't you just chasing like somebody last down week. In the car? Oh my 2 hours ago on the grill?
Yes. Pull over.
Yo.
Would I pull over? Probably not.
It's crazy.
He got run into a motherfucker like fucking right. Bumper cars.
No. Bumper cars. But at the end of the day, I'm not a bitter person. Like, I want everybody to win. That's been my goal, like, from the jump. It's like, when you play with me, bitch, don't play with me.
When you play with me, bitch, don't play with me.
I'll beat your ass, but I still want you to win. Just not against me.
But it's like a lot of people who respect me, I swear to God. Like, people respect me. This is the weird, the little dumb ones. Like, you don't do that. You know what I'm saying? They just got a little spanking.
Well, we just don't want to get distracted because you rap. Yeah. You can rap your ass off.
That's not happening no more.
And that's what you need to focus on.
I got a mentor. Keisha called me, talking to me for hours, like, telling me, like, shit that nobody knows. They're like, stop that. She taught me how to move. At the end of the day, I just needed just guidance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Me being young, I think everything is the right way. You understand? Like, you know, like I'm in this position, like a boss position, but I'm young and I got all the people around me. So it's like, okay, it's like when I get stuck, I can't show it because like what I do next. It's some shit I be like, yo, who been through this? Let me talk to somebody. Like, who did? Because like, I'm perfect. Always the leader. I'm always the big sister. I'm always this and I'm always that. And I don't have nobody else to look up to, or look at, or talk to.
Well, now you do.
For sure. Yeah. I like y'all.
That was good.
Well, you live in Jersey, so you
hanging
out with us.
You'll be hanging out with us
all
now.
Here.
You gotta teach me some shit.
Girl.
No, she was like, don't shop me, I'm not looking.
Look, this the one you stay away from, unless you want to be killing
niggas. Next time she comes to me like, girl, I smell some cum.
No! You gonna teach her how to swallow some cum, Gigi?
No. Same way you have swallowed that Hennessy.
No. She did lead you to swallow that Hennessy. Don't trust Gigi crazy.
I know my little brother's like, bro, no.
Don't let them watch this.
Yo, I got my little brother who's like so protective. He's like, no, I know he's crazy.
Don't let them watch this.
Sorry, bro. All right, so we end the show. You have to guess which one of us said this, and we'll reveal this at a later date. So which one of us was cheating on our boyfriend, so we had to pretend that we were going out and drive around the whole entire block and come back because we wanted him to leave?
What? Okay, so nobody's missing, right?
No, it's just from one of us. Three of us.
I did it.
You did.
Mm-hmm. She pretended to get dressed.
You did it.
Left the house, drove around the block just to make him leave. That's but she really wasn't going nowhere. She had another dude coming over.
We can't tell you what. Right, we don't know.
So you'll find out next week.
But your guess is me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we'll find out next week.
Gigi Licious.
Gigi Crazy.
Oh, my God.
All right, Asian the Bad, we appreciate you so much. Ma'am. Thank you.
We had
a good
time. I learned a lot. I'm so happy I came. Thank y'all so much. Y'all got me drunk.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Yes.